groups to discuss.
我们今天要查考十诫的第二诫。
Today we will study the second commandment.
圣经说十诫是神用手指头所写的。
In the Bible it says that God wrote the Ten Commandments with his own finger.
我们想想，如果这个石板如果现在存在的话，这个石板应该是非常的贵重。
And so if this tablet existed today, it would be very valuable.
因为这是神用手指头所写的。
Because God wrote it with his own finger.
但是到了新约时代。
But in New Testament times.
圣经说神要把他的话刻在我们的心板里面。
God said that he would write his heart in, his words into our hearts.
所以这个十诫现在是要借着圣灵要把它刻在我们的心里面。
So now these commandments through the Holy Spirit will be etched into our hearts.
那刻在我们心里面就是要变成我们的观念的一部分，要变成我们生活的一部分。
So if it's etched into our hearts, it becomes our attitude and our way of life.
那我们这个人啊，身上就有神的话在上面，那这个就是很有价值的人。
And then God's words will be in your life, and that will make your life valuable.
所以人的价值在哪里？
So what is the worth of human life?
就是神的话刻在你身上，你把它活出来。
God's words being etched on you so that you can live them out.
那活出神的光荣。
And you live God's glory.
好，我们现在看出埃及记二十章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记的二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
从第四节到第六节。
Verse 4 to verse 6.
请你读。
You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. 5. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. 6. But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
第二诫有四个重点。
There are four main points to this commandment.
那等一下我们讨论有四个问题。
And so we will discuss four questions.
好，那第一个重点就是不可为自己雕刻偶像。
First, you shall not make for yourself a carved image.
好，我们先来看同样二十章的二十三节。
And let us turn to verse 23.
二十章二十三节，请读。
Verse 23, you shall not make anything to be with me.Gods of silver or gods of gold, you shall not make for yourselves.
这里神说你不可以做什么像与我相配，不可为自己做金银的神像。因为神是一个灵。
So God is a spirit.
神看不见也摸不到。
So you cannot see him or touch him.
所以当人想要用物质的东西做一个像来代表神的时候，这个像本身不是神。如果要用这个像来代表神，这就是偶像。
And so because he is something that you cannot see, you cannot use a material object to represent him because he cannot be seen.
那这样看起来哦，我们就发现偶像很多。
And so we realize there are many idols.
如果到天主教去。
If you go to a Catholic church.
圣母玛利亚偶像。
There are idols of Saint Mary.
然后在天主教里面十二个使徒有使徒的像。
And every apostle has an idol.
那还有十字架。
And then there is a cross.
所以有的人戴这个十字架的项链。
And some people wear necklaces of a cross.
如果这个项链是代表一个标记或者装饰，这是可以的。我是基督徒。
And if this necklace is just a decoration and it represents that you're Christian, it's okay.
但是如果你说戴十字架，这个十字架要保护我，这个就是偶像。
But if you wear the cross as a protection, it becomes your idol.
因为这是物质的东西，它不是神。
Because it is a material object, it is not God.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
有一次我去看一个老姐妹。
One time I went to visit an elderly sister.
她的那个客厅啊，有一个耶稣的像。
And in her living room, she had a portrait of Jesus.
然后她每一次祷告就跪在那个耶稣的像面前祷告。
And every time she prayed, she would pray in front of this portrait.
这个也不对。
And this is not correct.
为什么？
Why?
第一个。这个像本身不是耶稣。
This picture is not Jesus.
那你如果跪在这个像啊，向这个像祷告，那个像本身就变成偶像。
And if you pray at the portrait, it becomes your idol.
所以用任何一个有形的东西形象来代表神，就是偶像。
And if you use an inanimate object to represent God, it has become an idol.
所以我们所拜的神啊，有一次有一个慕道者到我们教会来，绕了一圈，跑到传道完了问传道，我怎么没有看到你们拜的神？
And so one time a true seeker came to our church and walked all around the church and then asked the pastor, how come I haven't seen your God?
对，我们的神是灵。
Because our God is a spirit.
无所不在，所以你看不到。
And he's everywhere, but you can't see him.
所以如果在教会里面看到一个有形的像或者照片来代表神，那个就是偶像。
So if there's an object here that represents God, then that is an idol.
所以这里说不可以雕刻偶像。
So here it says you shall not make for yourself a carved image.
那这个偶像还有另外一个就是就是人所造出来的。
And then there are also idols that are created by man.
我们现在来看以西结书。
And let us turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书的28章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书28章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
第二节
Verse 2. Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am God, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of a god.
这个地方在讲这个推罗的王。
Here it talks about the prince of Tyre.
神对他宣告他有灾祸。
And God told him that woe would be upon him.
为什么？
Why?
说你心里骄傲。
Because your heart is lifted up.
为什么说心里骄傲？
And why would God say this?
因为他心里在说，我就是神。
Because in his heart he said, I am a God.
就是人的心里面啊，自己取代了神的地位。
So in our own hearts we have replaced God.
那个就是偶像。
And that is an idol.
那这个是很微妙的，看不出来的。
And this is something you can't sense.
把自己取代了神的地位。
And that you have replaced God's position.
那荣耀自己不是荣耀神。
And you glorify yourself, but not God.
那这里说，我坐在海中，坐在神的位上。
And here it says, I sit in the seat of God's.
然后，你虽然自比神，你只不过是人，不是神。
Yet you are a man and not a God.
所以人是人，神是神，人不是神。
So man is man, God is God, and man is not God.
没有神就没有人。
Without God, there'd be no man.
但是没有人还有神，差在这里。
But without man, there can still be God.
那为什么这个推罗的王啊，会起高傲取代神呢？
And so why did the prince of Tyre become so proud?
我们看第三节。
Let us read verse 3. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There's no secret that can be hidden from you.
第四节。
Verse 4, with your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasures. Verse 5, but your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches.
我发现原来有原因的。
And so there's a reason.
第一个，他很有智慧。
So one, he had a great wisdom.
第二个。
Second.
因为智慧，所以他赚很多钱。
With wisdom, he made a lot of money.
那能力很大。
And so he had a lot of power.
所以就因为这样了，就高傲取代了神。
And so because of this, he replaced God.
所以这个就是我们现代人的偶像。
And so this is the present day idol.
从心里面把神拿掉，自己取代神。
In your heart, you remove God and you take his place.
因为如果有神，
because if there's God,
我就要顺服他，这个不自由。
I would have to submit to him, I could not be free.
所以把神拿掉，你自己就神了，就是很自由。
So if I eliminate God, I can be God, and I would have all the freedom.
所以这个世界啊，虽然有形的偶像没有，但是人为自己雕刻了很多无形的偶像。
So in this world, maybe we don't see a lot of physical idols, but man has created a lot of idols for himself.
好，我们再看同样以西结书。
Let us keep turning to Ezekiel.
以西结书的第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 3. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair. And the spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy.
第四节。
Verse 4. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain.
这里说以西结被在异象中被神的灵把他提到这个神的殿。
And so in this vision, the spirit lifted Ezekiel up between earth and heaven.
那这个神的殿本来是敬拜神的地方。
And so in this inner court was the place of worship for God.
但是在那里有偶像。
But here there was an idol.
就惹神嫉妒。
And it was the image of jealousy.
所以在这个教会里面哦，虽然没有看到神，但是如果人想要取代神，这个就是偶像。
So here we cannot see God, but if someone wants to replace God, that is an idol.
所以主耶稣才说，你们不可说叫人做什么夫子，叫人做称你做夫子，老师。
Oh, and so we cannot call man teacher.
那英文叫做 master.
Oh, master.
我们在教会里面没有 master， 我们只有一个 master。
So there's no master in church except for God。
就是主耶稣。
Jesus。
所以在教会里面呢，我们是仆人。
And so in church we are all servants。
这个是非常重要一个精神。
And this is a very important spirit。
所以你看真耶稣教会啊，你如果读真耶稣教会历史。
So if you read the history of True Jesus Church。
每一个教会都有创始人。
And each church has a founder。
如果你到 website 看，真耶稣教会创始人是谁
？And if you go to the website, who is the founder？
诸位有没有找过？
Has anyone found it before?
我们教会的这个解说是主耶稣。
The founder is written as Jesus.
那个这个看的人呢就很不能了解，怎么真耶稣教会是主耶稣，其他都有创始人呢
？And people cannot understand how can it be founded by Jesus? Every church has a founder.
人只是工具。
The humans are just tools.
所以人不能够创造教会。
So a human cannot found a church.
创教会是基督的身体，教会是神造。
It is God who creates the church.
所以我们看真耶稣教会有三个开始有三个工人。
So the True Jesus Church started with three workers.
三个工人都很短命。
And these three workers had very short lives.
为什么？
Why?
我想这个大概是神的意思。
This was God's will.
工作做完，你就可以走。
When they finished their work, they were allowed to go.
因为如果在教会里面你要取代神，将来就很可怕。
Because in church, if you try to replace God, it can be very scary.
所以这个我们教会里面呢，我们在教会服侍神呢，你再重要的工作临到我们身上，我们是仆人，我们不能取代神。
So in church, even when you do important works, you are just a servant. You cannot replace God.
这样服侍才会久。
And this kind of service will last longer.
如果人要取代神的地位，在神面前就站不住。
If you try to take God's place, you will never stand firm.
所以我们在教会服侍神都很谨慎。
So we need to be very holy when we serve God.
在其他教会有教主，有创始人。
In other churches, they have founders.
但是在这个教会里面，
But in our church,
没有。
We do not.
所以不可有偶像。
So we cannot have idols.
所以以西结书里面呢，他进到里面，发现在神的殿里面有偶像。
But in Ezekiel, they found that in the temple there were idols.
我们看第八节。
And we'll read verse 8. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door.
这里说，这个神告诉他说，你要把墙挖一个洞，然后进去。
And so here he told him to dig into the wall and go in.
那进去里面呢，门打开来看到什么？
And what did he see when he opened the door?
从十一节开始描写就看到他们在拜偶像。
And verse 11 it shows that they were worshiping idols.
这不是拜神了，是在拜偶像。
They were not worshiping God, they were worshiping idols.
外表看不出来，你要把它挖一个洞，然后门打进去，最秘密的地方看到在拜偶像。
You couldn't tell from the outside, but when you dig into the wall and you look inside, in the inner places, they were worshiping idols.
所以第九节啊，神就叫他们说，拿刀。头上没有记号的全部要杀。
And in verse 9, God told them to kill every one of them.
头上没有记号的都要杀。
So anyone who did not have a mark on their head would have to be killed.
那从谁开始杀？
And who did he start with?
我们看第六节。
Verse 6. Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary. Now turn again, you will see greater abominations.
第九章第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6. Okay. Utterly slay old and young men, maidens and little children and women, but do not come near anyone on whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the elders who were before the temple.
从长老开始杀。
So they started with the elders.
为什么？
Why?
带领以色列百姓在神的殿拜偶像。
Because the elders had led them to worship idols.
那这个头上有记号就是哀哭，就是对当时这个耶路撒冷这个殿里面的拜偶像很痛苦的，那这个就不要杀。
And anyone who had the mark suffered while they were worshiping idols, so they were not killed.
所以这里告诉我们我们在生活当中心中最高的是神，不能够有任何一个人、任何一个东西取代了神。
So in our lives, God must be the highest, and nothing can replace that position.
我们现在再回到二十章。
And let us turn back to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus 20.
第五节。
Verse 5.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他们，因为我主是你的神。 这里说不可以拜那些像。
Here it says you shall not bow down to them.
拜就是表示让他高过我们，或者让他来掌来控制我们。
To bow down to someone is to submit your control to them.
不可以这样。
And we cannot do that.
只有向神下拜。
We can only bow down to God.
所以我们在这个社会上有很多的无形的偶像。
So in society there are many idols.
虽然有形的大概没有，无形的很多。
We may not see physical idols, but we can see a lot of different idols.
出埃及记到后面就是造金牛犊啊。
In the end of Exodus, they had a golden cow.
金牛犊是什么？
And what was this golden calf?
我想金牛犊大概就是华尔街吧。
That probably represents Wall Street today.
在人的心中已经高过了神。
In our hearts, it has already surpassed God.
一天呢、没有想神几次，常常在想那股票上上下下，那个不是金牛犊啊。
You never think about God, but you think about the stocks going up and down many times a day.
那个已经金了，已经控制我们。
And that has already controlled you.
我们已经在他面前下拜了。
And we have already bowed down to it.
那信仰就退步了。
And so your spirituality will get worse.
因为这个已经取代了神了。
Because it has already replaced God.
所以偶像很厉害。
So idols are very powerful.
没有形，这个有形的我们没有拜，但是无形的常常在我们周围一直想要进来。
So the idols that you cannot see, you continue to worship.
所以这个第五节说不可拜那些像。
So in verse 5 it says you shall not bow down to them.
有一个姐妹就见证，有一次她回娘家。
There is a sister who went back to visit her family.
她晚上睡觉发现那个床头柜那里啊，一直有一个喊叫声。
She heard from the head of her bed a screaming voice.
她没有办法睡觉。
And she couldn't sleep.
她起来把她翻翻看，没有啊，这只是一些放一些被单。
And she woke up and she couldn't find anything except a few blankets.
睡觉又是一直在哀叫哀叫的声音。
But when she went back to sleep, she kept hearing a screaming.
后来她就挖深一点看。
And then so she dug deeper to look.
因为她妈妈是这个天主教很虔诚的教徒，所以她下面有那个圣母玛利亚的像。
And because her mother was a very devout Catholic, there were pictures of Mary underneath.
那她也没有问她妈妈，奉主耶稣圣名就把它打碎，就拿到垃圾桶去丢。
And she never asked her mother, she just destroyed it into pieces and threw it in the garbage.
把邪先除掉再讲了。
And so she destroyed the evil spirit first.
那个偶像打掉，丢到垃圾桶再睡，睡到天亮就没有叫声了。
And so after that, she was able to sleep very well until daylight.
所以这个神跟偶像不能并立。
So God and idols cannot coexist.
不是神怕偶像。
It is not that God is afraid of idols.
而是神是忌邪的神。
But God is a jealous God.
所以我们再看二十章，回到二十章第五节。
And let us look at 20 verse 5.
下面一句。
The next latter half.
说因为我主你的神是忌邪的神。
For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
什么是忌邪？英文就比较清楚，jealous就嫉妒的神。
And so what is a jealous God?
嫉妒好不好？
Is it good to be jealous?
我们讲嫉妒好不好？
Do we think it's good?
圣经里面有两种嫉妒。
In the Bible, there are two types of jealousy.
加拉太书第五章讲，有一种嫉妒叫肉体的情欲，你要靠着圣灵把它致死。
And in Galatians chapter 5, it talks about a jealousy of the flesh that you need to eradicate.
就是别人比我们好，你心里觉得酸酸溜溜的，这个是肉体的情欲。
And if other people are better than you, you feel very bitter inside, and that is of the flesh.
但是还有一种嫉妒。
But there's another type of jealousy.
就是婚姻里面的嫉妒。
It is a jealousy in a marriage.
这个嫉妒就是这里讲神是嫉妒的神。
And this is the type of jealousy that is referred to here.
那这个嫉妒是好的。
And this is a good jealousy.
我也是，为什么？
Why?
因为婚姻是一个男跟一个女的。
Because a marriage is between one man and one woman.
不容许第三个插进来。
So you cannot have a third party.
所以如果你的先生跟另外一个女人谈得很高兴，你也替他高兴，这个有问题。
So if your husband is very close to another woman and you're very happy about it, there's something wrong.
你的太太跟你没话谈，但是跟另外一个异性谈得很投机，时间都忘记了，这个有问题。
Or if your wife has nothing to say to you, but she has plenty to say to other men, you're also in trouble.
婚姻是有嫉妒性的。
So there should be jealousy in a marriage.
所以你如果跟异性谈到会让你的配偶嫉妒，就要停止。
So if you are so close to the opposite gender that you create jealousy, you need to stop.
不管你是为着圣工或者什么。
Doesn't matter whether it's for holy work or otherwise.
婚姻是有嫉妒的。
There is jealousy in a marriage.
那我们跟神的关系就是一种属灵的婚约。
And so our relationship with God is like a spiritual marriage.
神愿意完全的占有我们。
So God is willing to devote himself to us.
所以雅各书说神是爱到会嫉妒的。
So in James it says that God will love until he is jealous.
所以神愿意我们的心完全被他占领。
And so he wants to be in our hearts.
那如果我们的心跑去拜偶像。
But if our hearts go and worship idols.
取代了神。
And it replaces God.
神会嫉妒的。
Then God will be jealous.
所以为什么不可以拜偶像。
So why could we not worship idols?
最重要因为神是嫉妒的神。
Most importantly, God is a jealous God.
所以不可惹神嫉妒。
So we cannot incur his jealousy.
好，那拜偶像的结果。
And what is the consequence of worshiping idols?
好，我们现在回来二十章，出埃及记二十章。
Let us look at Exodus chapter 20.
好，第四节。
Verse 4.
恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父到子，直到三世代。第六节。
Verse 6.
爱我，守我诫命，我必向他发慈爱，直到千代。如果我们能够守神的诫命，神的慈爱要向我们显出来。
And so if we can follow God's commands, His mercy and love will be shown on us.
哦，所以遵守诫命有福，这个是带有祝福的命令。
And so this is a commandment with a blessing.
哦，十诫不是建议啊，讲给你参考啊，哪一条你喜欢啊，你做，不喜欢留在一旁。
The Ten Commandments are not suggestions that we can listen to if we would like or ignore if we would not.
这是诫命。
These are commandments.
带有权柄的命令。
And they have power.
你不做，这个要审判你。
And if you do not follow, there will be judgment.
你做，这个要祝福你。
And if you follow them, there will be blessings.
所以十诫里面呢，最严重的罪不是第七诫。
And so in all the Ten Commandments, the seventh one is not the most severe one.
十诫最严重的是第二罪，第二诫。
Most severe one is the second commandment.
这个是否定神的存在。
Because this would be to deny God's existence.
夺取神的荣耀。
And to hide his glory.
这个会引起神的愤怒。
And this will incur his wrath.
所以这个是我们要非常留意的一点。
So we need to remember this point.
那任何跟拜偶像的东西啊有关的我们都不可以有。
So anything related to idols we are not allowed to own.
这个有那个拜过偶像那个符咒。
Anytime.
叫什么 charm 还是
Buddhist charms.
不可以在家里面。
We are not allowed to have that in our homes.
那有的人要拜偶像啊，我准在美国不会来，回到故乡啊，或者你父母要拜偶像，我不拜，但我替他预备东西让他去拜，这个也不行。
And if other people want to worship, we cannot help them to prepare the worshiping.
因为拜偶像得罪神，所以任何跟得罪神的都不可以参与。
Because this will betray God, so we cannot participate in the process.
我们的神就会祝福我们。
And in this way, our God will bless us.
我们现在要分组。
And now we are going to divide into groups.
我们现在英文，请我们到餐厅。
And the English group will go into the dining hall.
我们现在就先请英文先离开哈。
And so we ask the English group to first go into the dining hall.
中文，我们请 Pastor Department 来分组来。陈志。